This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 16th of May, 1957. The title of this lecture is Procedure CCH, Background. This lecture is 41 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
I'm going to give you here a rapid rundown on May 16th, 1957, of the 5 levels of indoctrination and all of the steps of CCH in terrifically rapid order with the various cautions on each one. You will have heard the tape originally. You will hear the tape again in class. The first thing that we should take up is the state of Scientology at this time. And I must tell you that we're on a plateau. Be very adventurous to say that we're on the summit of the tallest mountain that will ever be scaled by anyone at any time. This would be a very foolish thing to say. But we are certainly on a plateau. It's a plateau so much higher than man has ever walked before, as far as the mind is concerned, that we have any record of, that it is well worthwhile saying that it is a level which can be maintained. If people want more results than we can get today from CCH properly used, I can tell you he will have to be a better auditor than we can make today. And we can make an awful good auditor today. The idea that this is it periodically has recurred in Scientology. It has meant ordinarily we can crack some of the cases we weren't able to crack before. That's usually what this is it has meant. Right now, we're justified in saying that we are on a plateau which does not have to change. I'm being very lazy about this. I'm saying it does not have to change. We don't have to get any better than this because there aren't any cases connected with bodies further south than we can process. When you can process a catatonic schiz, when you can process a 5-day-old baby, you've got it made in the world of Homo sapiens. The only further adventure that we might adventure upon would be the processing of a thetan not connected with a body. And that would be an entire field and area of processing about which we today know practically nothing, except that it's a possibility. But anybody who's having anything to do with bodies, even bodies that are pretty dead, and just over the borderline, bodies that are dead but might get revived, are well within the reach of procedure CCH, providing it is used by an auditor who has been validated through the 5 levels of indoctrination. CCH used by an auditor who has not been would be the least guaranteed thing that I could think of at the moment. I couldn't even vaguely tell you what would happen. I have already thrown up my hands in a few expressive horrors when I have seen auditors who have not been through any of the 5 levels of indoc try to fumble around with any Tone 40 process. And it is so grim that even now, or certainly within a few weeks, you watching it, watching somebody with no levels of indoctrination, somebody untrained, trying to do one of these things, you just say, well, he isn't doing anything that I can tell, except he may be parroting some words or something, but it would not look like auditing to you. It wouldn't look like auditing. That is the remarkable part of it. Now, once upon a time, back in old book one days, a fellow could sit down alongside of somebody on a couch and say, go back to that engram, so forth, and it looked like auditing. Doesn't look like auditing today. The difference of indoctrination is what makes the difference. So CCH has a contingency. It has a contingency that the person who applies it has been successfully checked through the five levels of indoctrination and can handle a tone 40 process. So it does have that contingency. It is now the auditor plus the process, and nobody expects the process by itself to do a thing. That is one of the reasons why we knew we were on a plateau, is it all looked different all of a sudden. There wasn't something you could tell out of CCH easily to your Aunt Mamie to fix up her little girl's fear of cats. You know, you just wouldn't tell Aunt Mamie, well, just take her out and have her mock up a few cats or something like that the way we used to, see? We'd have to go back into the past to pick out some elementary creative process of some character in order to tell untrained Aunt Mamie what to do about her little girl's fear of cats. We wouldn't even dare tell her anything in CCH. And here and there, somebody who has been trained a bit as a Scientologist has successfully employed, give me your hand. They've trained a bit, but they have successfully employed it. Now, that's quite interesting. But it's equally interesting that in its employment, it did not reach any level that you yourself could consider a good result. That's also very interesting. In other words, somebody untrained using something like tone 40, give me your hand, one, does not achieve any vast result with it, and two, is liable to leave his preclear in a badly restimulated condition. So we're dealing with a package of dynamite in procedure CCH. It isn't something that you just hand out to somebody and say, here, any two people can do this. Any two people could get each other stuck in engrams and remedy each other's havingness thereby. Book one. It's very funny, you know, somebody's IQ goes up just by sticking him in birth. You realize that. He's better off knowing he was born than not knowing he had a picture of being born, you know. But this isn't true of these very, very high-level processes. Therefore, we have to take into account the theory of CCH itself, and that in itself is something. And we have to take into account a little bit further along the line the five levels of indoctrination successfully passed, necessary to apply CCH to a preclear. Well, CCH, you must understand, is a very sloppy, curtailed title. It's a very short title, and it's too short, because procedure CCH is really procedure C for control, D for duplication, C for communication, C, small t, for control of thought, equals havingness. And that is the real name of it. There are other C's in there. Now, CCH addresses itself to three things. The first of these is the person. And we get the person under control, duplication, get him into duplication, capability of, and then we move him up into communication, more or less on a person level, you see. Now we take the zone of the mind. The mind consists of mental image pictures. And we have these mental image pictures, or the mind, and by control and duplication and an immediate address to the mind, we get communication with the mind. So that's its second zone. And the third zone is control of a thetan, which adds up to this, control of thinkingness. Big C, small t. Control of thinkingness. You see then that this procedure graduates through three things. Now I'm going to show you more graphically what these three things are. One, I want you to notice that you are sitting in a chair. Now modify that as a definition to you have a body sitting in a chair. Now, would you please note that you have a body sitting in a chair? Would you note that? All right. Takes care of body. There's three parts to this. Body, mind, thetan. All right, we've got a body. Is that right? All right, the next one is, can you get a picture of a cat? Can you? All right, do so. Get a picture of a cat. Note that it's a picture. Could you go so far as to get a facsimile of a cat? It's all right. You can imagine that you might have one. Can you get a facsimile of a cat rather than mocking one up? Huh? That is the mind, and that is all there is to the mind. It's pictures and the apparatus which handle pictures. The mind is a zone of pictures, and the pictures contain perceptions. Book one is simply a description of the mind. Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health, describes the interrelationship of these pictures. Now, do you have a picture of a cat there? All right, let me ask you this question now. Still have this picture of the cat now. Get that cat again. What's looking at the cat? Come on, now answer me. What's looking at the cat? No. Is that what's looking at the picture? Do you know that? You know that for sure. Well, that's all you'll ever need to know about a thetan with CCH. We call this thetan. Theta, Greek letter. Mathematical symbol for thought. And if someone wishes to get esoteric about the whole thing and know a lot more about it, he can read Scientology 88,000H, which covers this subject pretty thoroughly. But when I ask you what's looking at it, you know you are. So we just assign the symbol theta to that, and that's all there is to it. People who get boggled on this must not ever look at anything. See, people who have a difficulty understanding that. All right, we have these three things then, don't we? We have the body, we have the mind, we have the thetan. Got it? Now, as we extend out from the thetan, we get, of course, the physical universe, but we have to consider that this is related to the area of body. So actually, there's a fourth thing there that undercuts body, and that would be the physical universe. And just look around you, and you'll see it's here. In other words, you are in immediate and direct contact with everything that you will be expected to study or ever process in Scientology. Right here, right now, you see. There isn't any other extraneous or miscellaneous factor that I have forgotten to mention, and I can assure you that we will suddenly discover. Every one of these things that I have mentioned, physical universe, body, mind, thetan, may have a clearer appearance to you, or may have a, from your standpoint, may gain a much clearer, clear-cut identity, or may be seen to have much more finite boundaries, or There may be more of it, or it may be solid, or it may be less solid, or there may be some other condition connected with it, but there isn't anything outside of this. Brace of four. The physical universe, next. The body, next. The mind, next to Satan. Now, we omit the physical universe at first because it's pretty hard for you to look totally at the physical universe right this moment. You look around, you see evidence that it is here. But for sure, you're looking at all the body you've got. It's right there, right now, see? And as far as this picture is concerned, it may slop over and have many cousins and sisters and aunts and cross associations that you could trace endlessly, as I have. Darndest art gallery ever saw, Preclear. But he never has anything else than a picture or an absence of one that he could call a mind. That's your zone of inspection. And as far as thetans are concerned, the most you will ever know about one, you really know, unless it's descriptive material, in the sensation of your own beingness, or in the observation that something else is being moved. Something else is being made alive. Something else is being motivated. Now, this is then the entire target of CCH. There isn't anything else to shoot at. And so we can very happily say that there are these areas to which we address control, communication, and havingness. And these areas are control, duplication, communication, CT, and H, the whole works, with relation to the physical universe. There's all of these things, control, duplication, communication, control of thought, havingness, related to the body. There is control, duplication, communication, control of thinkingness and havingness related to the mind. And, of course, all of these things intimately then relate to the thetan, and we have control, duplication, communication, control of thinkingness and havingness that relate to a thetan. Now, we could process in any one of these zones. It would be very difficult for us to process totally in one zone, don't you see? Because these are associated. We'll always slop over. It would be very hard for one to process only just this one thing, control of body, without also doing something else. See, bodies normally stand on ground. And as you control the body, the fellow gets more aware of the ground. You didn't intend to do that, but it's good, so it happens, and that's it. Now, he can control his body without to some degree controlling his thinkingness. And so it's very, very hard to instantly and immediately target a tiny zone in these four things to which CCH is addressed. We can't say, well, we're going to process only the fingernail on the index finger of his right hand, and we're not going to include a thetan, and we're not going to include the physical universe, and we're not going to include a mind. We're just going to include that much person. Now, I'm afraid that it'll slop. I'm afraid it probably wouldn't be there if a thetan wasn't around somewhere. If you weren't there, it might not be there either. You see, there'd be a lot of other considerations that are into this. So when you process any part of these four things, of the physical universe, the body, the mind, the thetan, you really take in to some slight degree the other three. But you can concentrate upon any one of these things. Root one of the creation of human ability does address at once and immediately a thetan versus the physical universe and ignores a body. There is a set of processes, then, that do address a thetan and the physical universe, that concentrate, in this case, upon the thetan, but have to take in the physical universe, you see. Well, now, CCH has in its concentration levels first the body, then the mind, and the thetan just happens. Nowhere in CCH do we really intimately address a thetan, unless, of course, you were addressing the set of processes we know as creative processes. That would very, very intimately and immediately address a thetan, only to the degree that he could make a universe of his own, and you could exercise him in this degree. But we can come close to addressing a thetan by addressing thinkingness. Well, and here's what CCH does. It makes the person aware, more aware of a body, and brings him into an understanding that it can be controlled, and invites him to control the body. Then he understands the body is controllable, and he eventually recognizes some degree that he can control the body. Next, it addresses the physical universe in the locational processes as the next facet up the line. And actually addresses pretty intimately just the thetan plus the physical universe, but it admits the body in there too. And it does that because the only therapy there will ever be is getting somebody to change his mind. But how can you, as an auditor, overcome the obsessive mental changes which occur? How can you overcome these? You cannot see what he is thinking. Well, you put his body under control, and you get him into communication, and then you can also clarify and control to some degree his thinkingness, and then he himself can control that too. The thinkingness that we zone in this case, however, is more intimately connected with the mind rather than the thetan, because it is restimulated thinkingness. So it is the mind at work. Do you understand? So we say thinkingness, we're standing at a borderline between the mind and the thetan. You got that? You see that? By control and duplication, we get communication. When we have communication, we then achieve control of thinkingness. When we've achieved that, why, then, of course, we can go all out on the subject of the mind. And we can straighten up the fellow's time track and his habitat and everything else with a final process to which all these other things lead up, and then and now solids. Now, let me be much more succinct about this. Let me be much more positive concerning this. The make and break point of any case is this. Can he make things solid or can't he? A person who cannot make things solid will not do very much in processing or in life either. He is intolerant of solids. This is the make and break point of all cases. A person who can make things a little bit solid, who can handle solids to some degree, can also be processed on almost anything and can get along fairly well. That's the make and break point of all cases. Solids. Took us a long time to find that out. I found it out eventually. I knew there was some point above which cases processed easily with almost any technique you used. And there was a point below which no process known to man, or to me, seemed to have anything to do with the person. Didn't matter if we ran it for hours and hours and hours, or years and years and years, he just never got anywhere. And that make and break point was solids. Could he make things solids? As soon as this was isolated, we had it made, because we could graduate somebody up to toleration of solids. And that's done by making him keep things from going away and holding things still. And if you can make him keep things from going away, he does that rather easily. And then holding things still, he can then make them a little more solid. And so we can cross this borderline in all cases today. Why? Well, we can graduate him up the line to solids and beyond it. But how about the fellow that we can't communicate with at all? Ah, he has another bug that we have to overcome, and that is the bug of obsessive change or alter-isness or fixedness in thinkingness. For you to audit somebody, you have to be able to control his thinkingness. When you tell him, think of a cat, he has to be able to think of a cat. You have to be fairly sure that he can think of a cat, don't you see? And when cases fail, quote unquote, or techniques failed in the past, it was because the preclear never thought what we told him to think. We said, now, think of your dear old mother. And he at once, yes, he said, yes, I did that. Oh, yeah, I've looked in a few skulls. He wasn't thinking about his mother. He told you he was. I had a case that was rather bad off, bragged to me that he'd gone through a whole week's intensive and had never once really done anything. The auditor asked him to do it. The auditor hadn't found it out. Boy, he thought he was being sharp. I don't know why a man had cut his throat this way, but this fellow did. All right. Here we have this thing. Can we get him to think the thought, keep it from going away? If we can get him to think the thought, keep it from going away, then we can graduate him up to solids, right? So he had to have a route to the control of thinkingness so he could think the thought, which would then permit him to graduate toward making things solid. Do you understand that? Well, what do we do there? There are two things that you do with a person. You control his person, and you make him duplicate and communicate. You control his thinkingness. Do you understand that? If he finds out that you can control his body, and then that he can control his body too, that's necessary as a step, you eventually... It's not hypnotism. Somebody's going to get this tangled up someday. And boy, it's a long way apart. Then we can tell him to think something, and he can think it. Now, we can always tell somebody that a thought is there or that he is thinking something. That is evaluation. We can say, well, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about dogs. No. It's a different thing. That's what a hypnotist would do. Here's a Scientologist's work. Say they're not even related. He says, think, meaning would you, but commanding it, think the thought, dog. Now the fellow can or can't. Now, if he can't, the Scientologist wants to find out if he couldn't. He wants to get across the point that the fellow is to think a certain thought. Therefore, control of person and duplication wind up in communication that admits of the preclear thinking the thought you told him to think. So you use the early steps of control of person, those four early steps, which are give me your hand, tone 48C, book mimicry, and hand space mimicry. Round and round and round and over and over and over until you're absolutely certain that the fellow can think and will think the thought, keep it from going away when you tell him to. And when that's absolutely guaranteed, then you go into the next phase, which we call the communication processes. And into the next thinking process phase, which are the tone 40, keep it from going away, tone 40, hold it still, tone 40, make it a little more solid. Do you understand that? Now, actually, the control process, the duplication processes, and the communication processes only guarantee with a club that this will occur. This would probably occur under the control processes only. This would most likely occur only under give me your hand, tone 40, tone 48C, book mimicry, and hand space mimicry. He probably, after you had these somewhat flat, going over them one after the other, and repeating them, so he probably think the thought. But we handle this with an axe. We don't let this skid. We don't neglect this. We go right up into communication process. We do some locational. We do some duplication again. On what? On attention. See, we controlled and made duplicate the body. Now we're going to control and make duplicate the mind by handling the factor of attention. And when you handle somebody's attention, you handle his mind. What is the bank doing to him? His engram bank is controlling his attention. Unless you can give him control of attention and free him up from this, he will have trouble with his mind, won't he? His mind is controlling him. Is controlling what part of him? His attention. You ever hear of attention units and getting stuck on the track and that sort of thing? Well, that's only being fixed by the bank sticking him. You see that? So we do all these things on the body, which is give me your hand, tone 48C, book mimicry, hand space mimicry. Those are all body processes. And then we do practically the same series on attention. We have the fellow do straight locational. We have him do locational body plus room. We have him do attention by duplication. And in between those two belongs another one, which is objective show me. These are all attention processes. And after a while, when he gets the idea that we can control his attention, after that, we've got it made. We've got it made because we tell him to think, make it a little more solid. And he says, well, that's it. I can think that. And we have him walk around, make things a little more solid, make things a little more solid, make things a little more solid in the room. We graduate him up to making things a little more solid with keep it from going away and hold it still. But after we've had him make it a little more solid in the room, a little more solid in the room, let's take him inside and let him get the inside confidential story of the whole thing by making him do subjective havingness. Take a look at this mind and take a look at these pictures. And there comes the trickiest step of CCH. That really requires art. It only condenses almost the entirety of what an auditor had to know that was developed in 3 years. That's all. That's all that covers. So that's an easy one. You get by that very easily. But it's the rough one. Don't make any bones about it. You can either subjectively remedy having this or you can't. In other words, you can handle the fellow's thinkingness and pictures and so forth, or you can't. So you have to know that pretty well because we want him to make up something and make it a little more solid. That's what we want him to do in actuality. Mock up something, make it a little more solid. Why? Well, we've got him so he can look at the room and make it a little more solid. Now, mock up something and make it a little more solid. We can run what on him? We can run then and now solids, and we can put the whole time track back together again like a shot if he's doing the process. So the way we run CCH is to graduate a person up to making things objectively, that is the outside world, or subjectively, mental, mind, solid, and then have him straighten out the whole track in his insidious and vicious past, and we run him on up the line, and pretty soon he's making the future solid, too, and He can get off the time track in 1776 and give the Liberty Bell a good solid kick, you know, and get it to ring good. People wonder in 1957 where it got that shoe mark on it. Well, anyway, all sorts of odd and interesting thoughts occur when we view this thing then and now silence. Quite provocative. Quite provocative. Above this, we do have a couple of more things. There are a couple more things above that, what we call time processes and creative processes. And those really belong above that, which I don't know if you'll need them ever. They are super developed gee whiz processes that are completely unusable on Homo sapiens. I mean, no Homo sap could do it. However, you start winding up and you've made your whole practice into Homo novus or something of the sort, and you have to give them something to stumble over why you go into these time processes. processes and creative processes. Give you some idea of where that goes. We already know processes that overcome people's unwillingness to mock up things totally solid and have them walk around. We already know processes of that character. It ruins the game, that's for sure. But we could make somebody in not too good shape do some interesting things that he didn't want to do, and he'll only be able to hold on to the skill maybe for 4 hours or 24 hours, and he'll jettison, he'll throw it in the nearest ditch. It's too much for him. You know, he didn't know he could do this. You can turn on somebody's mental image pictures the size of that wall over there in such brilliant three-dimension with total perception. That's just in the case of a matter of a half an hour's processing. You could do this with somebody. He'll sit there and he'll just, I don't like this. I don't want to do this. That's a beautiful picture, all right. Beautiful. Beautiful. You can just see the chips of an ammo fly as he grits his teeth and tries to turn this thing off that you've turned on. And he'll get it off within an hour or two or a day or two, but it certainly smokes his brakes. You've just shown him this odd fact. A person never loses any ability he ever had at any time. Abilities are not perishable. The only thing that is perishable is willingness. You can directly measure a man's current exhibited ability by his willingness. You force somebody to do something he doesn't want to do, he'll always do it badly. All right, processing is still a matter of choice. A person, however, would never refuse processing or never refuse help if he knew what it was. It's still a matter of choice. That which refuses processes and that which refuses processing is not the person. You get circuits, entities, all kinds of these odd mental manifestations standing in your road. They're mixed up pictures of one kind or another. And they don't want processing. But you've got in CCH the capability of putting a person upstairs to where he can take a look at it and where he can decide. And you can process him all the way up to the point. Practically and sometimes over his dead body. After a while, it isn't that he folds up on you and gives in and surrenders. No, you actually can sort him out. And he finally takes an apathetic look at the thing and says, what you're doing is not bad, you know. I wouldn't mind being a lot better, you know. I wouldn't. Of course, this small voice I have over here on the right, that says that I should never be any better. But maybe I don't have to pay any attention to that now. Do you suppose so? They go rather easily. It isn't a conditioned mechanism by which you overcome their resistance to such a degree that they eventually give in. That's psychiatry, psychiatric type of thought. That isn't what happens. It's that you fish the guy out to a point where he can exert some self-determinism. You give him a surfeit of control, and he finds out it doesn't kill him. Maybe he can control something now. And when he can do that, well, he can decide something, and he invariably decides on more auditing. All right. Now, that is the background theory of CCH. I've put it to you not very well composed, perhaps, or something, but I think I have covered nearly all of the factors involved in it. What I want to punch up is that if you wish to handle body illnesses or something of the sort, they come under the heading of person. And you do that by control of person. If you wish to handle mental actions or reactions of some character or another, you would do it with attention, control of attention. And if you wish to handle a thetan, it would be through control of thinkingness. So if you can just draw a little graph in your head there, you see that Thetan, opposite number, is control of thinkingness. Mind, opposite number, is control of attention. Person, opposite number, is just control of the body. You've got it. You graduate a person all the way up through these things. Thank you.